of the church. And tonight we will consider baptism, how it fits into the life of the individual and how it fits into the life of the church.
嗯, Eric 长老呢最近一直在带领大家学习教会方面的真理。那今天晚上呢我们特别的学习一下受洗，就是受洗在我们个人的基督徒个人的生命里面和整个教会的生命里面它所具有的意义。
I always find it difficult to know what to say and what to emphasize because I just see some names on a screen and I don't know you or your particular circumstances.
嗯，我有的时候会觉得很难，我不知道该说什么或者该强调什么，因为我不知道在座的在我们今天Zoom 上这些屏幕上的弟兄姐妹们，你们每个人的特别的情况都是什么。
And so this evening in particular, I'm going to request that you ask any questions that you think might be helpful to you or anybody else.
所以我今天呢也特别的欢迎大家呢问问题问你自己也为别人问问题都可以。
The subject of baptism is very important and we would like to explain it in such a way that will help you. So I encourage you, if you have a question, you interrupt, put the question to us and we will try to assist.
嗯，因为受洗这个话题呢很重要，所以我希望我们今天的学习呢能够帮助到大家。那么其中的一个好的这个对大家有帮助的方式呢，就是如果你们有问题呢，都可以随时打断我提出来。
All right, well, we thank you for these introductions, and we'll pray now, and then we will study the Word of God together.
啊，这是我们对今天课程内容的一个介绍。现在呢，我们做一个开始的祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for bringing us together tonight.
主，我们感谢你今天晚上把我们带到这里。
We acknowledge that we do not deserve the Word of God, the Bible. We do not deserve the Holy Spirit to teach us. We do not deserve the time to take to study the Bible, but we thank you for them all.
主啊，我们知道我们不配得您赐给我们您的话语就是圣经，也不配得您赐给我们圣灵做我们的老师，也不配得这个我们这个学习圣经的这个时间，但是您把这些都给我们了，我们感谢您。
And we pray, Lord, that you will definitely help us tonight.
主啊，我们祈求是你今天晚上一定要帮助我们。
Give me wisdom as to what to say.
给我智慧，让我知道该说些什么。
Give clarity of understanding to all who will listen.
也给所有听的弟兄姐妹们让他们能够明白。
And Lord, we pray that you will give hearts to respond to the teaching of the Word of God as we listen tonight.
主，我们一起求你，当我们听到您教导我们您的真理的时候，让我们有正确的回应。
So we give thanks again now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名再次感恩。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, you might take your Bibles then, please, and turn with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 28.
请大家把圣经翻到马太福音二十八章。
We're going to be studying baptism, and we're going to start by looking at the last couple of verses of the book of Matthew. The question is, why do the Christians practice baptism?
那我们今天既然学习的主题呢是受洗，我们就从马太福音这个福音书的最后几节经文讲起。这几节经文告诉我们为什么我们要受洗。
So I'll get Yanling to read please the last three verses 19, 20 and 20. I guess there isn't 21. If you could read 19 and 20 please, and then I'll read them in English and comment.
好的，我给大家读一下19和20节。所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗， 凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
All right, the verses in English are, and Jesus came and spoke unto them saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen.
刚才 Harry 长老用英文读了18节、19节和20节，我刚才18节没有读，就是耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
So the question is, why do we baptize people in the context of the Church of Jesus Christ?
那问题就是我们在耶稣基督的教会里为什么要给人施洗呢？
And the simple answer is because the Lord has told us to.
那么一个最简单答案就是，这是主让我们这样做的。
His instructions are very clear that the Christians, the disciples, and those who followed them were to go into all the world, preach the gospel, and baptize those who believe.
因为这里主的命令非常的清楚明白，他说让所有的门徒要去使万民做主的门徒，并奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
Now there are many reasons that exist as to why we do various things.
所以我们做不同的事情呢，都有很有的时候会有很多的原因。
One of the best reasons is because the Lord Jesus Christ asked us to.
那其中一个最好的理由呢，就是是主让我们这样做的，我们就这样做。
It's very simple, but it's wonderfully profound.
这样的理由非常的简单，同时是非常最有力的理由。
So we do go and we do baptize people because that is what the Lord Jesus asked us to do.
所以我们要去，而且使万民都是给他们施洗，也是因为主让我们这样做的。
Now the question arises, who should be baptized? The Lord Jesus says that we should go and preach, but who should be baptized?
那么接下去的问题就出来了，就是要给谁受洗呢？主说让我们去传福音给他们，并使他们受洗的，他们是谁呢？
And the answer very simply is given to us in many places. We'll read it first of all in Acts chapter 2 and verse 41.
圣经里有很多地方回答了这个问题。我们先看使徒行传的二章41节。
And it reads, Then they that gladly received the word, that is Peter's word, were baptized.And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls.
使徒行传的二章四十一节，于是领受他话的人，他就是彼得，就是领受彼得说的这番话的人，就受了洗。那一天，门徒约添了3,000人。
Now the context here is very simply that Peter preached the message, and some people believed it.Those who did believe it and gladly received it, they are the ones who were baptized.
所以那天发生的事情呢，就是彼得传讲了信息，然后其中有一些人呢，他们就相信了。这些相信的人呢，他们是欢欢喜喜的领受了他的话的。那么这些领受了他的话的人呢，就受了洗。
So if you gladly received the word that Peter was preaching that day, you would have said, all right, I want to be baptized too. And 3,000 people got baptized.
那天如果你也在其中，你也是欢欢喜喜领受了彼得的话的话，你会说，那我也要受洗。那一天呢，受洗的人就有3,000人。
Now the message, the sermon that Peter preached to them that day in Acts chapter 2 is a wonderful sermon.
那天彼得讲的道啊，就是使徒行传二章所记载的这个彼得讲的道呢，是一篇非常好的道。
And so logically, if someone were to be baptized, you might say to him, do you believe everything that Peter said that day in Acts chapter 2?
所以一个人呢，如果他要说受洗的话，你要去问他，那彼得那一天讲的这篇道的每一个字你都相信吗？
If you believed it and gladly received it, then definitely you could be baptized.
如果你说你相信并且欢喜领受的话呢，那你就可以受洗了。
On the other hand, if you said, well, I'm not really sure, or if you said, well, I believe part of it, and I'm just not convinced, therefore I'm not gladly receiving it, then you would not be a candidate for baptism. You could not be baptized.
那反过来说，如果你说我还不确定，或者你说呢，我只相信其中一部分，或者你说呢，还没有完全说服我，我还不能欢喜领受的话，那你就不能成为这个受洗的候选人之一了。
Therefore, certainly not everyone who might say I would like to be baptized should be baptized. There are qualifications.
所以不是说一个人他想受洗就可以给他受洗的，因为是有条件的。
Now, in particular,Peter's message focused on two or three things. The first thing was that the Lord Jesus Christ was killed. He was killed by wicked people. They were sinners and they must repent of that sin.
那彼得那天到呢讲了几个要点，其中第一个要点呢就是耶稣基督呢被他们钉十字架了。这些钉他十字架的人呢是邪恶的人，他们是有罪的，他们要悔改。
Number two, the Lord Jesus Christ died, but he rose again, which means he was alive at that time, and he is still very much alive today.
那么第二点呢，就是主耶稣基督复活了，所以他复活了以后，而且一直活着，从那个时候一直到现在，他都是活着的。
And the third thing is that the Lord Jesus Christ is very much the boss.He has risen from the dead, and the Bible said he is Lord of all, and we are baptized only because we acknowledge that he is Jesus Christ, the Lord, the boss.
那第三点呢，就是主耶稣就是那个最大的老板，就是他从死里复活了，他是在万人之上的主，他是万主之主。我们之所以受洗，就是因为主耶稣基督是主，我们承认他是老板。
Now there's a similar verse in Acts chapter 8 and verse 12.
在使徒行传的八章十二节呢，有一个类似的一句经文。
And this particular verse is in a similar context.
那这个经文呢，这个上下文的背景呢，也差不多。
Here the preacher was Philip.And he had been preaching not in Jerusalem, but in Samaria, not to the Jewish people, but to the Samaritan people.
但是不同的是呢，这里面的讲信息的人是腓力，他也不是在耶路撒冷传的，他是在撒玛利亚传的，他也不是对犹太人传的，他是对撒玛利亚人传的。
All right, and many people heard the story,And then verse 12 says, when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women.
这句经文是这么说的，即至他们信了腓力所传神国的福音和耶稣基督的名，连男带女就受了洗。
Who then should be baptized? The men...And the women who believe the teaching of the word of God.
所以谁能够受洗呢？就是那些无论是男人女人，他们相信了神的话的教导的人，就可以受洗。
All right, in particular here it was things pertaining to the kingdom of God and the name, the person of the Lord Jesus Christ.
而且这里面特别点出来是神国的福音和耶稣基督的名。
So, the question then is, who should be baptized? And the answer is the people who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ should be baptized.
所以到底谁能够受洗呢？答案就是那些信靠了耶稣基督的人，就可以受洗了。
Now down through the history of the church, much confusion has arisen regarding baptism.
但是在教会的历史上呢，就关于受洗这件事情有很多的困惑。
And that is because many people who call themselves Christians, and in fact many organizations that are professing churches are very much in error on the subject of baptism.
那原因就是呢，很多自称自己是基督徒，还有包括一些自称是基督的教会的组织呢，他们在这个受洗的问题上都犯了错误。
And we probably won't be addressing all of these errors this evening, but there is one error that is relatively common in the world today.
那我们今天晚上可能不会把这些错误呢一一都指出来，但是我们今天要指出至少一个常犯的一个错误。
It is called household baptism.
那这个错误就叫全家都受洗。
And it is true that in the Bible, references are made to the fact that some people were baptized and those in their household also.
那的确在圣经里面提到，有些人受洗的时候呢，是他和全家都一起受洗了。
In particular, when Cornelius was baptized in Acts chapter 10, all his household were baptized.
特别是比如说在这个哥尼流受洗的时候呢，特别讲到他和他的全家都受洗了。
Similarly, when the Philippian jailer was baptized in Acts chapter 16, all his household were baptized.
刚才哥尼流是记载在使徒行传十章，在使徒行传十六章里面，当那个腓立比的狱卒受洗的时候，也说他和他的全家都受了洗。
And so because of that, some religious teachers would say that you can be baptized and your family could be baptized with you. If you believe, then your family could be baptized. Everyone in the family should be baptized at the same time.
那就是因为我刚才说的这两点还包括其他的哦，然后有一些宗教领袖呢，他们就说，那如果你信了，你可以受洗，你的全家也可以跟你一起受洗。
But the Bible says that baptism is for believers, not for everyone in the family, just those in the family who are believers.
但是圣经说得很清楚，是信主的人才能够受洗，而不是你家里所有的人，是你家里已经信的人才能够受洗。
So we must be very, very careful not to assume that because the Bible says a household can be baptized, the household should all be baptized at the same time. That's not what the Bible teaches.
所以我们要小心，不要因为圣经说有些人家是全家一起受洗的，全家是可以一起受洗的，你就认为全家就必须一起受洗的，这个是不对的。
Now there are many people who also teach that in order to become a Christian, you have to be baptized.
另外呢，就还有人教导说，你为了要成为一个基督徒，你必须要受洗。
But the Bible teaches that you become a Christian by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior.
但是圣经告诉我们呢，你成为基督徒是因为你信靠了耶稣基督做你个人的救主。
So you don't have to be a Christian, sorry, you don't have to be baptized to become a Christian, but you do have to be a Christian in order to be baptized.
所以你不是因为受洗才成为了基督徒，而是因为你已经是基督徒了，所以你要受洗。
The two should be going together, but very often they are misinterpreted and they are mispracticed, they're malpracticed.
那这两者呢，通常是在一起发生的，但是呢，这两者经常会被人误解，然后也在实践上有很多错误的操作。
All right, we'll get to more of the meaning of baptism later, but these are two big problems that are in Christendom today.
所以等一会儿我们会接着讲这个受洗的意义。那我刚才讲到这里呢，我们就讲了在这个基督教的这个实践中有这样两个主要的错误。
And so we must believe what the Bible says, not what some so-called Christian teacher would teach us.
所以我们要相信的是圣经怎么说的，而不是所谓的圣经教师他们是怎么教导我们的。
All right. Well, now the next question would be, when should people be baptized?
那么下一个问题呢，就是人应该在什么时候受洗呢？
And the answer to that is, in the Bible, it was as soon as their belief was certain, was stated and clarified, as soon as they believed, they should begin to think about being baptized.
圣经告诉我们呢，当一个人他确切的信了，而且他明确的清楚的表达了他这样的信心的时候呢，就要考虑他要受洗了。
In the book of the Acts, the people who were converted were baptized very, very soon after their belief.
在使徒行传里面记载的都是人们信了以后呢，很快他们就受洗了。
It would appear that the Philippian jailer was baptized the very night he got saved.
比如说那个腓立比的那个监狱里的狱卒，他就是相信的那一天晚上，同一个晚上他受洗了。
It would appear that Cornelius the centurion got baptized the same day he was saved.
那么哥尼流呢，百夫长哥尼流呢，也是他得救的那一天他受洗的。
The Apostle Paul probably got baptized a couple of days later.
使徒保罗呢，可能是他得救以后几天以后受洗的。
The Ethiopian eunuch in Acts chapter 8, he probably got baptized the very day he heard the gospel too.
还有那个太监埃塞俄比亚的太监，他也是听到了福音的那一天他就受洗了。
So the criterion for baptism is belief and the profession of belief.
所以受洗的这个资格呢，条件呢就是他相信了，而且他自己口里承认他相信了。
The problem in our day is that it is hard to determine whether the profession of belief is real or whether it is very superficial.
但是我们今天呢，一个很难的问题就是我们很难判断一个人他口称相信呢是真的还是非常肤浅的。
And for this reason, many people are not baptized until they've had a time to understand the truth that they say they believe and the implications of the truth that they say they believe.
所以今天呢，我们有的时候一个人说信了以后呢，会给他一段时间，让他真的明白他所信的真理到底是什么，然后他要明白他所信的这个真理的意义是什么。
In those early days, there was much persecution against Christians. There was much resistance to the Christian gospel, and consequently, many people were very reluctant to be baptized.
但是在使徒行传的那个时候呢，有对基督徒有很多的逼迫，而且呢，整个社会呢对基督的这个福音有很大的抗拒，所以那时候的人呢，一般不太愿意受洗。
Some people today might even get baptized by thinking that if they do, that will be their ticket to heaven.
但是今天不一样，今天有人可能认为受洗呢，就是拿到了去天堂的门票。
That's not true, but many people do believe it in our day, and so they may say they want to get baptized for the wrong reason.
当然他们这样想是不对的，但是的确有人这么想。所以他们这样的想法呢是错误的，他受洗是凭着一个错误的理由的。
In the days of the Gospels, people would say they wanted to be baptized, and very often great persecution, even death, would follow.
但是在初代教会的时候呢，一个人如果说他想要受洗呢，那他就会马上面临很大的逼迫，甚至面临这个死亡的威胁。
And the consequence would be that people would say, I don't want to get baptized. The only way I'd get baptized is if I really do believe it.
所以那个时候，除非一个人他真的相信了，否则他绝对不会说他要去受洗的。
But in our day, people who get baptized are often not met with persecution, but they are met with a great deal of acceptance.
但是在我们今天不一样，今天你一个人受洗以后，他不会去面，不会面对逼迫，而是会面对更多的接纳。
Consequently, there is a pressure sometimes for people to say, I am a believer, I want to get baptized, just because it will be good for them.
所以今天呢，其实是有一种无形的动力，让人说我是基督徒，我想受洗，是因为受洗了以后呢，成为基督徒以后对他们有好处。
And so we're just a little reluctant to baptize people immediately until we are satisfied that number one, they believe what they've heard, and number two, they understand what they are doing.
所以今天呢，我们不是特别的立刻就给人受洗的，我们是想要等一段时间，直到我们确定他们真的是明白他们所信的，而且他们也行出了他们所信的。
Now another question would go like this, and that is who should baptize people?
那另外一个问题呢，就是谁去给别人施洗
？And many people say, well.The only people who could baptize you would be the authorities in the church.
那有些人认为呢，是这个教会的权柄才能给人受洗。
But in the New Testament, people were baptized by many others than just apparently the authorities in the church.
但是在初代教会呢，不是这样的，除了教会的权柄之外呢，还有很多人也给别人受洗。
So, if you're a Christian, and you love the Lord Jesus Christ, you're walking with Him, and someone else, trusts the Savior, that man could baptize the other man, couldn't he?
所以一个人只要你是信靠耶稣基督的，你与主同行的，然后你就可以给别人受洗了。
So, it isn't who baptizes you that makes the difference. It doesn't where you're baptized that makes the difference.What makes the difference is, do you really believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and as your Lord?
所以谁给你施洗呢不重要，你在哪里施洗呢也不重要，重要的是你是不是真的信靠了耶稣基督做你个人的救主和你的生命的主。
All right. I guess the last practical question we'll look at before we get into the detail of the meaning of baptism is this. How should people be baptized?
所以当我们等一会儿具体讲到受洗的意义之前呢，可能最后一个操作性的问题呢，就是人们应该怎么样的受洗。
And there are two major positions in the so-called Church of Jesus Christ in our day.
那我们今天呢，所谓在这个基督的教会这个体系里面呢，有两种观点。
One group says you should be sprinkled. If you take some water that is particularly holy water, you take that water and you sprinkle people with it, that's how you baptize them.
那一种观点是认为你要接受的是洒水礼，就是拿一些水，特别是一些所谓的圣水，然后点在一个人的身上呢，那就这样就算受洗了。
Other people will say no, baptism means that you immerse people down into the water. You don't sprinkle them, you completely cover them in water and then you pull them out again. That is what baptism is.
那另外一个观点呢，认为不是的，你不是只洒水就可以，你是要让这个人完全浸在水中，完全被水覆盖，然后再起来，这才是圣经说的受洗。
Now there are many verses in scripture that answer that question, and we should probably take time to consider them. The first one would be, what is the meaning of the word baptism?
那圣经里有很多经文呢，可以回答这个问题，就是人应该是怎么样受洗的。其中呢一个呢就是在讲这个受洗这个词的意义是什么。
The word baptism literally means to immerse in water.
那么受洗这个英文词它的这个意思呢就是完全浸在水里。
It is a word that was used in the Greek language to dye the clothes. That's right. That's what we'll say. It's used to dye clothes.
原来受洗这个希腊这个原文呢，这个词呢，它是用在染衣服，给衣服染颜色上的。
I've got a red shirt on today.
今天我穿了一件红色的这个衬衫。
This red shirt did not come from red cotton.
但是我这个红色衬衫不是用红色的棉花做出来的，织出来的。
What happened was that the cloth was spun and woven out of cotton, and then it was completely immersed in a permanent red dye, and the cloth became red, and then they cut it and made my shirt.
而是他是这么做的，他是用棉花绑成线，然后织成布，然后把这个棉布呢浸在一个永久的这个红色的染料缸里，然后再把这个布拿出来以后呢，裁剪成衣服。
So in the Greek language, there is absolutely no question whether baptism is by sprinkling or by immersion. The very word says it must.Be immersion.
所以在这个希腊原文里是绝对不会有这样的歧义的，就是到底是洒水里还是浅水里，还是浸水里，它一定是浸水里，因为这个词原本的意思就是浸没在其中的。
Now there are many other reasons why we reach this position. I'm just going to give you some verses rapidly. One is this, that inWhen the Lord Jesus Christ was baptized in Matthew chapter 3 and verse 16, we read this. Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water.
所以我们快速的看一些经文啊，来告诉大家为什么我们是持这个浸水里的这个观点的。比如看马太福音的3:16，他说耶稣受了洗，随即从水里上来。
Jesus wasn't baptized because John the Baptist sprinkled water on him. Jesus was baptized when he went down under the water and came up out of the water.
所以主耶稣受洗的时候可不是施洗约翰撒一点水在他身上的，而是他完全浸到了水里，然后再从水里上来，出来的意思。
In John chapter 3, verse 23, we read that John was baptizing at a place called Enon near Salim, and he was baptizing there because there was a lot of water there.
我们再看约翰福音的3:23，约翰在靠近撒冷的埃嫩也施洗，因为那里水多，众人都去受洗。
You don't need a lot of water to sprinkle somebody.
如果你是洒水里的话，你是不需要那么多的水的。
But you do need a lot of water to immerse somebody.
那如果你要施浸水里的话，你就需要很多的水了。
You'll remember in Acts chapter 8, when Philip baptized the eunuch, Philip and the eunuch both went down into the water and came out of the water, Philip, the eunuch said, we can be baptized here because there's lots of water here for me to be baptized.
我们还记得《使徒行传》的八章里面，腓力给那个埃塞俄比亚的太监施洗的时候，那个太监说，这里因为这里有很多的水，所以他说，我受洗有什么妨碍呢？
So one wonders why this problem exists.
所以我们有时候会奇怪，为什么会存在这样的一个问题呢？就是要洒水还是净水呢？
And the reason probably is this, that many people don't understand the difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament.
其中一个原因呢，就是很多人还是不明白旧约和新约的区别。
In the Old Testament, sprinkling was used to prepare to make suitable certain elements for tabernacle and temple worship.
因为在旧约的时候呢，人是用这个点撒点这样的动作呢，使这个帐幕还有其他的一些就是献祭的这些器皿啊，还有其他的元素呢，变得这个圣洁或者洁净的。
But when the New Testament comes, the concepts are quite different. The New Testament is not filled with sprinklings as the old, but the New Testament is filled with baptism. There is a difference.
所以到新约的时候呢，这个概念就完全不一样了，不是再是旧约的那个撒点的这个概念了，而是浸在水里这个浸洗这个概念。
And this problem continues to the present time because many churches, so-called, many church circumstances or denominations still teach that we are to be sprinkled rather than baptized because they don't understand all the blessings of the New Testament and the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那今天这个分歧呢，一直到今天依然存在，还是有一些基督的这个教的这个宗派呢，他们是坚持要实行这个洒水礼的，因为他还不明白在新约里面的这个祝福，这个福音的祝福以及主再来的这个祝福是什么意思。
So this is another illustration then of the fact that we must follow what the Bible says rather than what some church or some preacher or some prophet might tell us.
所以这个呢这个问题也刚好再一次的可以让我们看到这样的一个原则，就是我们要相信的是圣经所说的，而不是相信宗教领袖或者是其他圣经教师说的。
Remember now that the Berean Christians were considered to be more noble than others because they searched the scriptures to make sure that the apostle Paul was telling the truth.
我们要记得圣经里面特别讲了皮里亚这个地方的基督徒啊，他们比别的地方的基督徒做的都好，因为他们自己去查考圣经，看保罗，使徒保罗说的是与不是。
They said, even if it's the Apostle Paul, we're not going to believe him unless we can prove that that's what the scriptures teach.
所以他们说，即使是使徒保罗呢，我们也不能简单的就这样全盘接受他说的，而是我们自己要去查圣经，看看他说的对不对。
All right. All of this then is introductory to the question, what is baptism all about? What does it mean?
所以我们前面讲的这些啊，全都是一个开场白啊，就是在一个很大的问题里面，就是受洗是它的意义是什么？在这个大问题里面，我才讲了一个开场的一个介绍。
And so I want you to turn to the book of Romans chapter 6.
我想大家翻到罗马书的六章。
Romans chapter 6. And it will explain what baptism means and why it's important for us in our lives today.
那这一章呢，就给我们解释了受洗的意义是什么呢，以及它为什么在我们今天的生活中非常的重要。
And we're going to start reading in verse 3, and then we'll maybe go back and pick up more of the context. But start reading with me in verse 3. Know you not that so many of us as were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection.
我们从三节一直读到五节啊，岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
And if you look at the repeated emphasis in those verses, you will agree with me that the central theme of baptism is death.
大家可以看到这里面反复强调的概念啊，的词的话，你就会同意我的说法，就是这里面特别强调就是受洗就是死。
Baptism is simply a picture of death. That's not all it is, but baptism is a picture of death.
所以受洗呢，它是一个死的一个预表，一个图画。虽然它这不是它全部的意思，但是它至少它肯定是指死，代表死。
And in fact, even the physical act of baptism is a picture of death.
甚至这个受洗的这个姿势本身都是死的一个图画，一个图景。
A person is alive and he says, I want to be baptized. When he is baptized, he is lowered into the water and he goes into the water in a position under the water that is like death. And then he is raised again out of the water, a picture that he has new life and he is subject to the Lord Jesus Christ. The old is dead, the new has come.
所以你看一个人受洗的时候，他的姿势是他本来原来是一个活人，他站在那里，然后呢他慢慢的倒下身体，然后直到完全埋在水里，这就是他死亡的一个图景了。然后他再慢慢从水里起来，再起来就是代表他的一个新生命的复活，他从此他就归入主了，他是一个完全是一个新造的人了。
Now there are three major baptisms mentioned in the New Testament. Three kinds of baptism.
那新约里面呢提到是三种受洗。
And they are all a picture of death.
这三个受洗呢都是预表死的，都是指死的。
The first one is the picture of the baptism of John the Baptist and how the Lord Jesus was baptized.
那第一种受洗呢就是施洗约翰的洗啊，主耶稣也受了这个施洗约翰的洗。
And so you will remember that when John the Baptist came, it was said of him that he came preaching the baptism of repentance in preparation for the forgiveness of sins.
那我们都知道施洗约翰来呢，他所传讲的信息呢，就是要是受呢悔改的洗。
And so the baptism of John was really a baptism that said, I repent of my sin. I from now on want to be dead to those sins.
所以领受了施洗约翰的洗呢，它的基本的意思就是我要在我的罪上悔改，我要跟我以前的这些罪呢说再见，我要在这些罪上死。
That was a very important baptism. And John the Baptist baptized probably many thousands of people.
这是很重要的一个施洗，施洗约翰可能给成千上万的人都施了这样的洗。
In a similar fashion, in John chapter 4, we read that the Lord Jesus and his disciples baptized more people than John did.
约翰福音的四章里面我们看到就是主和他的门徒啊他们给别人施洗要比施洗约翰还多。
So that's the first type of baptism.
那这是第一种施洗第一种洗。
The third type of baptism is the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
那么第三种洗呢是圣灵的洗。
And we read about that in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And verse 13.
我们是在哥林多前书的12章13节读到这个洗的。
And it basically says, if I just turn to it here, and I apologize, I don't have it yet, but I'm getting there. It says this, 1 Corinthians 12:13, by one spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles,whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one spirit.
哥林多前书的十二章十三节，我们不拘是犹太人，是希腊人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，隐于一位圣灵。
So this is the baptism whereby we become part of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个施洗呢是我们受了这个洗以后呢我们就成为耶稣基督的身体了。
It's not a baptism in water, it's a baptism in the Spirit of God.
它这个不是在水里施洗而是在神的圣灵里面施洗。
It's not something that we do or ask for, it is something that automatically comes to us when we trust the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior.
这个不是我们自己主动做或主动要求的而是当我们信靠耶稣基督做我们个人救主的时候呢他自然的就临到我们的。
But the central theme again is this, and that is it's death to self. If I'm going to be baptized by and in the Spirit of God, then he must control my life, not me myself.
但它是同样呢也是代表死是向自我而死就是如果我是借着圣灵而且也是在圣灵里受洗呢那我就是跟我的自己老我说再见了我是要圣灵掌控我的全人了。
And so, baptism as we understand it, the third or the middle part of baptism, that baptism is the baptism that we usually think about. It's when I say, Lord,I believe you, I want to be baptized, and I go into the water.
那么中间一种受洗呢我刚刚讲了第一种和第三种中间一种受洗就是我们通常讲的基督徒信了主以后呢说主啊我想要受洗是这种受洗。
The picture is that I had life, I was a sinner, I repented of my sin and I died to sin. And then, by the grace of God, I rose again.
那这个受洗呢是这样的一个意思就是我原来是向着罪是活着的然后我现在向我的我悔改了我的罪我进到水里我向着罪死了然后我又复活了然后这个时候就是一个复活的新的生命了。
So baptism basically says it means death to sin and death to self and yes to Jesus.
所以受洗的基本的意思呢就是向罪而死向老我而死向耶稣而活。
All right, now that's not always easily understood, but that is the teaching of baptism.
这个呢不太容易明白但这个的确就是关于这个受洗的这个圣经上
方面。Let me read again for you Romans chapter 6, verses 3 through 6. You just count the number of references to death in these verses.
我们再回到罗马书的六章的三到五节我们可以数数这里面到底讲了多少个死。
Verse 3 again, do you not know that so many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?
你看第三节。
Therefore, go ahead.
岂不知我们这受洗归入 基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？这已经有第一个死了。
Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death.
第四节，所以我们借着洗礼归入死，这第二个死了。
That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life.
原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样，就第三个死了。
For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection.
第五节，我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合，就第四个死了。
All right, verse 7. For he that is dead is freed from sin.
还有第七节，因为已死的人又是一个死，是脱离了罪。
Verse 8. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him.
第八节，我们若是与基督同死，又是一个死，就信必与他同活。
Okay, at least 5 times in those few verses, it's death, 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 death.
所以至少有5-6次啊，都是在讲死死死死。
So somebody says to you, have you been baptized?
如果有人问你说，你受过洗吗？
And you say yes.
你会说我受过。
And they say, well, what does that mean?
别人如果问你，那这是什么意思呢？
And you say, well, that means I'm dead.
你会说，那就意味着我已经死了。
Now, you could say, that means I died.
你也可以说，这就意味着我死了。
But more correctly, it means I am dead.
但是更准确的说法应该是我一直在死，是一个持续的动作。
And that's what the Christian life is all about.
这就是我们基督徒生命的全部的意义。
It isn't just that because we were sinners, we should have died.
不是因为我们是罪人，我们就是应该死的。
And it isn't just that because we were sinners and I believed it, I acknowledged that I should have died, and therefore I was baptized.
也不是说我知道自己是个罪人，所以我知道自己应该是死的，然后这就是为什么我要受洗的原因。
But it does mean I live my life now acknowledging that I am dead.
而是真正我是明白我现在是活着一个死了的生活，是像以前死了的生活。
It is very powerful teaching. It is life transforming teaching. But that is what baptism means.
这是非常有力量的教导，也是能够改变生命的教导，这就是受洗的意义了。
Now,baptism is not just you go down in the water and you stay there.
受洗呢并不是你进到水里然后你就待在那里不动了。
But baptism does mean that you go down into the water and you come out of the water a new person. The old person stayed there and the new person is alive now in Christ Jesus.
而是受洗是你先浸下去以后，那个老我永远留在水里，他死了，然后你起来的是一个新我，这是你受洗以后出来的，这个是个新我。
I heard the story when I was a young man about a man who got baptized.
我年轻的时候呢听过一个人受洗的一个故事。
He was baptized in a church building. We often baptize that way in Canada today.
他是在一个教堂的建筑里面受洗的。今天我们在加拿大，通常我们都是在教堂里面受洗的。
When the baptism was over, they drained the water from the baptismal tank and they found some things on the bottom of the tank.
那受洗结束以后呢，人们就把那个水从那个受洗池里面抽干了，然后他们在水底呢就发现了一些东西。
The man before he became a Christian was a heavy smoker.
那这个人在这个成为基督徒之前呢，他抽烟抽得很凶。
They found in the bottom of the tank his tobacco.
那他们在这个水底发现了什么呢？就发现了香烟。
He was a heavy drinker, and they found a bottle on the bottom of the tank.
那他还是一个喝酒喝得很厉害的人，他们也在这个水池底下呢发现了酒瓶。
And what he did was he said, listen, I am now dead to those old sins.
那他这么做呢，他的意思就是说，我要向我原来这些罪说，我向着这些罪死了。
He understood.
他是明白的。
Now, I asked you the question again, where should you be baptized?
那我再问这个问题，你应该在哪里受洗呢？
John the Baptist baptized most of the people in the Jordan River.
施洗约翰的绝大多数时候都是在约旦河给人受洗的。
Philip baptized the eunuch in the Mediterranean Sea.
那么腓力呢是在这个地中海给这个埃塞俄比亚的太监受洗的。
I believe that Peter baptized Cornelius and his household in the Mediterranean Sea too, because they lived right by the ocean.
我相信彼得呢，给那个哥尼流还有哥尼流的一家人受洗，应该也是在地中海，因为他们就住在海边。
But at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel, where several of us attend, we have a baptismal tank right in the building.
那我们在我们十六届教会呢，我们在这个建筑物里面呢，我们的教会的教堂里面就有一个这个受洗池。
And interestingly enough, the tank is shaped like a grave.
很有趣呢，就是这个受洗池的它这个形状就像一个坟墓一样。
It's just a little bit longer than a normal grave, but not much.
比这个一般的墓地呢要长一点，但是没长多少。
It's just a little bit wider than a normal grave, but not much.
也比一般的墓地稍微宽一点，也没宽多少。
And it's not quite as deep as a normal grave, but not much.
那也比一般的这个坟墓呢要深一点，也没深多少。
And that is a good reminder that the baptismal picture is death, and the baptism is like being buried in a grave.
所以它这个形状呢提醒我们，就是受洗呢就是在就是死的意思，就是像埋在坟墓里一样。
And therefore, we have in verse 4 these words, therefore we are buried with Jesus Christ by baptism into death.
所以第四节他说我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬。
So, it's very interesting, the building that we attend, the chapel that we attend, is where I was baptized many years ago. Over 60 years ago, I was baptized in that tank.
那我呢，就是在我们这个十六届教会这个教堂的这个受洗池里面受洗的。那已经是在至少60年以前了。
And so when I go past that tank, when I look at that tank, I remember to say, Harold, you remember that you died in that tank. You are dead.
所以我每次我路过受洗这个受洗池的时候，我都提醒自己 ，Harold， 你要记得，你已经死了，你就是死在这个受洗池里的。
All right, that is the meaning of baptism. And so somebody says to you, "Why did you get baptized?" And you say, "Well, it's all very simple. I am a guilty sinner, but Jesus died for me."
那如果有人问你，你为什么要受洗呢？你可以告诉他，这非常简单，因为我是一个罪人，耶稣替我死了。
And the only reason he died for me was that I would soon have to die and pay for my own sin, but Jesus died in my stead.
他说耶稣之所以为我死呢，是因为如果他不为我死，我很快就会为自己的罪付上代价而死的，所以他 不想让我这样，所以他替我死了。
And then you might say with the Apostle Paul, words like this.
嗯，然后你会说，保罗，使徒保罗是这么说的。
He said, I died, but the life that I now live, I live by the strength and the power of the Lord Jesus Christ who lives in me.
嗯，他说，使徒保罗说，我已经死了，现在在我里面活着的是主耶稣基督，他在我里面活着，是靠着他的能力，和恩典而活的。
I am therefore dead.
所以我自己呢是因此我自己是死的。
All right, now I want us to go back to Romans chapter 6 and pick up the theme. We'll explain more about baptism and more about the meaning of baptism as we go through Romans chapter 6.
我们再回到罗马书六章，我们再继续看关于受洗的更多的意义。
All right, starting in verse number 1.
从第一节开始。
What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound?
这样怎么说呢？我们可以仍在罪中叫恩典显多吗？
The argument would go like this. If Jesus died to forgive my sin, then all the sins of yesterday are forgiven.
所以有人是这么认为的，他说，如果耶稣基督替我的罪死了，那我过去所有的罪都被赦免了。
And therefore all the sins of today and tomorrow are forgiven too.
而且今天和明天所有的罪呢，也都被赦免了。
And therefore it doesn't really matter whether I sin today, because Jesus died for them all anyway, so I just shrug my shoulders and I can carry on because Jesus died for my sins.
那也就是说我今天犯不犯罪无所谓了，因为耶稣基督都已经付上代价了，那我就可以耸耸肩说，无所谓我犯不犯罪了，怎么样都行，因为耶稣已经替这些罪死了。
Now the answer of the Apostle Paul to that question, and it's an important question even today. Some people say, you know, if you become a Christian, it means you can just go ahead and sin any old time, and your sins are all forgiven.
这是一个很重要的问题，因为即使到今天呢，还有人这样说，就是反正我的罪主耶稣基督都已经付上代价都赦免了，所以你完全可以随便去犯罪了。
So verse 2 says, God forbid, how shall we who are dead to sin live any longer therein?
对这个问题呢，使徒保罗的回答是在第二节，他说断乎不可，我们在罪上死了的人岂可仍在罪中活着呢？
Doesn't make any sense at all.
因为这样，没有道理啊。
If you are dead to sin, you must not sin. You don't carry on in sin if you're dead.
因为如果你已经在罪上死了的话，你是不能再犯罪了呀，你不能再继续犯罪了。
But the problem is that though I say I'm dead to sin, and though I repented of my sin, and though I acknowledge that I am dead to sin, I can still sin.
但问题就是我虽然说我向罪死了，我也悔改了我的罪，但是我还是可以犯罪的。
So I'm going to have to say, Harold, you used to sin that sin, but you don't sin anymore because you are dead to that sin.
那对此呢，我要这样说，Harold， 你以前是这样犯罪的，但是呢，你现在因为已经像罪死了，所以你现在不能，没有办法再去犯这个罪了。
Baptism said, when I was baptized, I said, I don't want to do those things anymore. I don't have to do those things anymore. From now on, I am dead to those sins.
这就是受洗的意义了。当我受洗的时候，我心里其实就是说，我要向这些罪死。我再也不要犯这些罪了。
All right, now verse 3 says, Know ye not that as so many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death.
第三节，岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？
He died, and the only reason he died was to forgive my sins. I deserve death. He died for me so that I could be forgiven.
因为耶稣基督之所以要死，就是为了要赦免我的罪，是本来我是应该配得死的，但是他替我死了，使我的罪可以得到赦免。
And I say, that's absolutely wonderful, Lord. And because you died for me, therefore I died as well.
你对主说，主啊，这真太好了，是正是因为你死，为我而死了，所以我跟你一起死。
The only reason Jesus died for me is that I was dead.
正是因为我是死的，所以耶稣为我而死。
And so in baptism, I say, I acknowledge that I'm dead.
所以我受洗的时候，我说我认同我是死的。
And verse 4 says, therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in newness of life.
第四节，所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
Okay, so now baptism is a picture of two things. It's a picture of death, but it's also a picture of resurrection and life.
所以呢，受洗代表两件事情，一个呢就是向着以前死了，然后第二个事情呢就是代表你是复活的生命。
So what happened to the old Harold Summers?
那我老的这个Harold Summers 发生了什么事情呢？
He died.
他死了。
So what should be now evident in the new Harold Summers?
那么现在这个新的 Harold 这个活着的证据是什么呢？
Jesus Christ.
那就是耶稣基督。
I died to myself in order that Christ could live in me.
那我向着我的老我死了，就是为了让基督耶稣可以在我里面活着。
All right, now.The middle of that verse says that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father.
那这些经文最后他说像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
All right, if the glory of the Father raised the Lord Jesus Christ from the dead, who is going to raise me from the dead?
那如果是父的荣耀使耶稣从死里复活，那又是谁使我从死里复活呢？
Answer, the glory of the Father.
当然也是父的荣耀使我从死里复活。
And if the glory of the Father is going to raise me from the dead, that means that my life should be bringing glory to the Father. That's what it's all about.
那既然是父的荣耀使我从死里复活，那我新的这个生命就要使父得着荣耀，这就是我生命的全部的意义。
So we are to be together with Jesus in our resurrection. He rose from the dead for the glory of the Father. So we live today, we rise from the dead for and by the glory of the Father.
那既然主耶稣基督和我们是一起从死里复活的，那主耶稣基督是因着父的荣耀，也是为了父的荣耀而复活的。那我们也是一样，我们也是借着父的荣耀，也是为了父的荣耀而复活的。
Well, that's pretty good and exciting stuff.
这是很好的，也是很令人兴奋的，不是吗？
Now verse 5 says, For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall...be also in the likeness of his resurrection.
第五节，我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
And I'm not sure what the translation is in Chinese, but in my Bible, verse 5 has the word, we have been planted together in the likeness of his death.
我不知道中文是怎么说的，但是他英文里面它是种在基督里的意思。The Chinese version is united.
United, yes, all right. So In fact, the original language means both planted and united.
那它原来的这个希腊原文呢，它既有这个联合的意思，也有种在里面的意思。
The root word actually means to grow together.
它这个词的词根呢，是就是长在，就在一起生长的意思。
All right, so the Lord Jesus uses this illustration.
所以主耶稣呢，用了这样的一个比喻来形象的解释。
He says, unless a kernel of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it abides alone. It'll never do anything.
他说，如果一粒种子不落在地里死了的话，它还是自己一点用都没有。
But if that kernel of wheat falls into the ground and gets the right moisture and the right nutrition, it will die and it will sprout and a plant will grow and there will be much wheat in the harvest.
那如果一粒麦子呢，它落在地里，经过合适的营养、合适的这个水分以后呢，它死了，然后长出一个新的植物来，然后这株植物呢，就会结出很多很多的麦粒来。
Now that's the picture of baptism.
这也是受洗的一个图画。
Okay, a man says, a woman says, I want to be baptized. I am going to die with Jesus so that having died with him, his life can begin to come out from me and there will be a great harvest for the glory of God.
就如果一个人他说他要受洗呢，他就是说他要和基督一起死，然后呢再让基督的新生命在他里面长出来，长成一颗新的生命，然后结出很多很多的果子来。
Now what happens in the Christian who says, I understand baptism, I don't really like the die part, I'll get wet, I'll be baptized, but I'm not really going to die. What happens to that person?
那如果一个基督徒说我想受洗，但是呢我不喜欢这个死的这个部分，就是我可以在水里浸一下，但是我并不是很想死，那他这样的人会怎么样呢？
Well, he just doesn't get the harvest of the resurrected life, that's all.
那他就得不着这个复活的这个收获的这个新生命了。
The only way the harvest comes is if there is death of the seed.
那么你要有这个新的这个丰收的这个果实的话呢，你一定在那个种子开始它要死。
So baptism is a marvelous thing. It says, I want everybody to know I died in order that Jesus can live in me, in order that my life can bring forth a harvest for the glory of God.
所以受洗真的是很美好的一件事情。受洗是说我自己，我的老我要死，让耶稣基督可以在我里面有活着，然后让他结出那丰收的这个生命的果实来，使神得着荣耀。
Now, verse 6 carries that theme on. And it says, knowing this, that our old man, that's the one who is baptized, that's the one who dies, knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin.
第六节继续这个话题，他说，因为知道我们的旧人就是那个在受洗的时候死了的那个，我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
All right, so it isn't just that I died. It isn't just that I'm dead. It is that I was crucified with Christ.
所以这里不仅仅我死了，也不仅仅说我是个死人，而且他这里说他是和基督同钉十字架。
How bad was my sin? So bad Jesus had to be crucified because of it.
我的罪到底有多坏呢？坏到一个程度，主耶稣必须要被钉在十字架上。
How bad was my sin? It's so bad that I was crucified with him when he was crucified, if I acknowledge him as my savior.
那我的罪坏到一个什么程度呢？坏到如果我认耶稣基督做我的救主的时候呢，我要跟我的主一起钉在十字架上。
Now the consequence of that is that the body of sin might be destroyed in order that we should not serve sin afterwards.
那这样做的目的呢，就是使我的罪身灭绝，叫我们以后不再做罪的奴仆。
All right, that is the basic understanding of baptism.
这是关于这个受洗的一个基本的理解。
In many respects, it is a very profound illustration of great Bible truth.
所以在很多方面我们都可以说这个是在圣经真理里面一个非常深奥的真理。
It's possible to get baptized and to understand very little of that.
很可能一个人受洗的时候他对此明白的非常的少。
It's possible for someone to get baptized without believing in the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. And if they do, when they get baptized, they just get very, very wet.
也很有可能一个人他受洗的时候呢，其实他真的还没有真的相信耶稣基督做他个人的救主。那他这个受洗只不过就是把自己的身体弄湿了而已。
So the transforming power of all this is to understand this, to acknowledge that we are dead and to live that way.
所以一个真正能够改变生命的力量是什么呢？是我们真的明白我是而且真的相信我是在罪上死了的，而且也是能够活出来这样的真理的。
All right, let's just read a couple more verses and then we'll see if there's some questions. Verse 8 says, Now, if we be dead with Christ, there's that word again, we believe that we shall live also with him, knowing that Christ being raised from the dead dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died to sin once, but in that he lives unto God.
我们再多读几节经文，从第八节读到第十节。我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活，因为知道基督既从死里复活，就不再死，死也不再做他的主了。他死是向罪死了，只有一次；他活是向神活着。
All right, all of that is truth.
这些都是真理。
It's true whether you believe it or not.
不管你信不信，它都是真理。
It's just that if you don't believe it, you don't get the blessing of it.
区别就是如果你不相信，你就不能从此得到祝福。
And so verse 11 says, Likewise, reckon you also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord.
对十一节这样，你们向罪也当看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里当看自己是活的。
Okay, the truth is that when you were baptized, you said, I am dead.
所以真理就是当你受洗的时候，你说我死了。
Therefore, when you get up in the morning, you say, I am dead to sin today.
所以你每天早晨起来的时候，你要跟自己说，我今天向罪是死的。
And if you don't reckon it, if you don't think it, if you don't purpose to live that way, you won't.
如果你脑袋里不认同，然后你也不这样去做的话呢，你就 So sorry, Harold, can you repeat that?
No. It is truth. But if you do not believe it, And if you do not purpose in your heart to live it, the truth will be powerless in your life.
他这句话是真理，但是如果你不认同这个真理，你也不下决心有意识的要这样去活的话呢，这个真理就不会在你身上体现出力量来，表现出力量来。
It's very like having a bottle of medicine on the shelf. If you take it, you'll be cured.
这就像在架子上的一瓶药一样的，你只有吃进去，你的病才能够得医治。
If you don't take it, you'll stay sick.
你不吃这个药，你就还是生病的状态。
It's like having good food and bad food in the refrigerator.
这就像在冰箱里的好的食物和不好的食物一样。
If you eat the good food, you'll be strong.
你要吃好的食物呢，你身体就会强壮。
If you eat the bad food that sometimes tastes a lot better, you won't be strong.
然后你吃着不好的食物呢，有的时候这不好的食物吃起来感觉味道不错，但是你吃这个不好的食物你就不会强壮。
All right, so this is maybe where we can stop at this point. I'm just wondering, we've covered many subjects this evening. Are there some questions? Is there something that we might be able to clarify?
我们今天晚上呢涉及到了很多的点我们先停在这里看看已经讲过的内容大家有没有什么问题需要我们进一步的澄清的讲清楚的。
This has not been a group that has lots of questions, but tonight you may have some. If you do, I would like to see if I can help or others might be able to clarify for you.
我们这个班上不大问问题，但是我希望今天大家能问问题，这样看看我能不能给大家讲清楚，或者请别人给大家讲清楚。
All right. If there are questions, you just interrupt and let them come. But we'll go back now to verse 12.
好，等一会儿如果大家有问题呢，随时可以提出来。我们现在再回到十二节。
And it says, "Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in the lust thereof."
所以不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王。使你们顺从身子的私欲。
Okay, don't do it. Don't let sin be the boss.
所以不要这样做。
You're dead. Don't let sin be the boss anymore.
不要让罪再做你的主，做你的老板了，因为你已经向罪死了，不要让罪再做主了。
On Sunday evenings, we've been studying the book of Joshua and the fact that Joshua and his armies conquered the land of Canaan.
我们教会的星期天的晚上呢，目前一直在学这个约书亚记。那约书亚呢，就带领以色列人呢，这个占领了这个迦南地啊。
God in His mercy gave to the nation of Israel all the land of Canaan.
那神呢，因着他的恩典和怜悯呢，他把那个迦南地都赐给了这以色列民族。
All they had to do was go in and take it.
那他们要做的呢，就是进去，把这个地得着。
Very often they didn't even have to fight for it. They just went in and took it.
有的时候他们甚至不用去征战，他们只是去把这个地拿回来就行了。
The Lord sent hail, and the hail came down on the enemies, not on the Jews, and all the people did was just go over and take the spoil from the dead bodies that were killed when the hailstones landed on their heads.
所以有一次呢，主是从天上降下冰雹来，这冰雹呢只打这个迦南敌人，而不打这个以色列人。以色列人他什么都不用做，他就等着这个迦南人被冰雹打死了以后，他们去抢夺这个战利品就可以了。
On other occasions, all they had to do was watch the hornets sting them to death.
还有的时候呢，还有一次呢，就是应该是那种黄蜂吧，就是去叮他们，把他们叮的中毒而死。
The victory was there for them, but their problem was they did not always believe it. They did not always reckon, understand, and follow what the Lord had said. It's all there, but they didn't always get it.
所以这个胜利呢已经是主替他们打完了，打胜仗都打完了，他们的问题呢就是他们不相信他们也不认这个主替他们做的事，他们不去把这个胜利的果实拿回来。
The truth of the victory is there for us in the logic of baptism. Don't just sit there, say, I am dead to sin. I am going to live in victory for Jesus.
所以我们在受洗的时候呢，已经宣告了这样的胜利。所以我们需要做的是对着罪说，我已经死了，我已经胜过你了，我要取得这个得着这个胜利的生活，过这个胜利的生活。
So we will leave this evening simply by reading verses 13 and 14, a marvelous conclusion to the teaching of baptism.
所以我们今天晚上最后呢要读13节和14节，这个是对我们今天讲受洗这一课呢一个非常好的总结。
It says, neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace.
十三节，也不要将你们的肢体献给罪，做不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。罪并不能做你们的主，因你们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。
All right, so that's our study of baptism this evening.
这就是我们今天学习的这个关于受洗的内容。
I believe Brother Eric will be back with us next Friday night. We're just going to keep on learning about the great truths associated with the wonderful Church of Jesus Christ.
我相信下个礼拜呢 ，Eric 长老就回来了。我们会继续学习基督的教有关基督教会的伟大的真理。
Very good. Let's pray, and we'll see you all next week, Lord willing.
我们一起祷告。我希望若主许可的话，我们下周再见。
Lord, we want to thank you for the wonderful truths of God.
主，我们为主的美好的真理感谢你。
And Lord, we marvel that the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ died for us could be for us so life transforming.
主，我们真的很惊奇，主耶稣基督为我们而死了，以至于我们的生命可以改变。
Lord, our prayer is not only that each one who names the name of Jesus Christ be baptized, our prayer is that we will live the baptized life.
主，我们祷告是我们每一个人不仅是奉主的名而受洗，而是我们真的活出一个已经受了洗的生活生命来。
Bless us each one this evening, Lord.
主啊，今天晚上祝福我们今天晚上所有的人。
We thank you for each one who is here. We pray the blessing on the many who have been with us on other occasions and are not here tonight. You bless them too, Lord, and draw them back to our studies.
主，我们愿您祝福今天我们来的每一个人，也祝福那些平常跟我们在一起但今天没有来的人，也愿您祝福他们。
And bless and help Eric Peterson and his family at this time as well.
主，也愿此时此刻你也祝福 Eric 和他的家人。
We ask these things now in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, giving you much thanks.
主啊，我们为以上的事情祷告，也奉耶稣基督的名，非常的感恩。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you all. The Lord bless every one of you.